This is Patrick Hart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Viva Guadalupe. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm Bill Snyder, and joining me today to share his music and his life is Jeff Jones. Jeff, he's retired from the United States Army and recently started Sun Night Music, LLC, in June of 2016. That's been a two-year project, and he has over 73 contracts from all over the world. He is a real music producer and a singer and songwriter. He's been married to his wife, Michelle, for 17 years, has four kids, Claire, Paige, Brooke, and Luke. And he's here at the Catholic Marketing Network, where we are recording this, to find a partner and distributor. And also, he is willing to produce other artists. So if you're out there listening to this, know that he's willing to work with you. And he has been working in the music, some part of the way in the music industry for 30 years. So, Jeff, thank you and for being here and to share your music and your life with us. So we're going to talk about this album that you've brought with you, Crown of 12 Stars. And so first of all, maybe just tell me a little bit about the album. We're also going to hear some of the music from it as well.
Well, I started working on this album when we were stationed in Tokyo. The majority of music nowadays is on the internet, and so that's where I kind of went to find the different musicians and singers that I wanted to have on this album. And the album was about a two-year project. A lot of it was just researching and finding the right people fit to mix with a production that I was trying to do. A lot of it was the prayer to, you know, find the right lyrics and the themes that I was trying to look for. And really, from day one, it was in Mary's hands. So being in Tokyo, it's a very, very digital atmosphere there in Tokyo. Sure. And I was able to meet some different people, which inspired me from there. And then when the music started coming, all the basic production I did in my home studio.
Yeah.
And then from there, it kind of developed into finding the different people to fit in that.
Nice, nice. You've kind of taken two songs here for us to talk about tonight, today on the radio program. And The first one you want to kind of spotlight off the album is Fountain of Grace. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about the collaboration and just the song?
Well, that one started with a piano piece that a friend of mine, his name is Ziv, Z-I-V. He's from Israel. Mm-hmm. And he sent me this piano piece, and it's like, I got this really great piano piece. I don't have the lyrics for it. I've got some oohs and ahs, you know, for parts, you know, that probably could be for the lyrics. And so I took that, and I was working on other songs at the time, and that one was kind of just kind of put on the back burner. Mm-hmm. And towards the end of all the production, I just pulled up this file by random, and there was the piano piece, and it was just simple. It wasn't, you know, produce. It was just an MP3 at that time, and kind of got the inspiration for the lyrics on this theme that's always been kind of close to my heart, which is the understanding of our pro-life movement, but Mary's like the perfect candidate for that.
Absolutely.
And how, you know, that conversation that she must have had or felt.
Yeah.
Knowing that Jesus was in her womb. And that he was going to save the world. So Fountain of Grace is very much about that type of story. The lyrics from that came very easily once I put my brain to it. I was working on 12-hour night shifts on this field exercise that we're having, and I had no media because it was one of those things where you couldn't bring in your phones or outside media. It was all locked down to do the Army ops and, you know, training and stuff like that. So all I had was a pen and some paper. And it was probably like, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and the piano music was just going through my head, you know, that Ziv had given me, and I wrote the song. You know, it was about 30 minutes of that that all came together. And, like, wow. You know, the next day I was able to get back to my phone and send it to it through Dropbox, and I was like, hey, dude, this is the lyrics for it. And it took another 3 weeks or whatever for him to come back to me, but that's when the fullness of the song actually came together.
Awesome. And who actually performs the song? As you, I was listening to the music with you before we began, and you know, who's the performance artist?
Well, Ziv sang and he played the piano.
Okay.
But from then, all the other production with the underlying synthesizers, and then
right.
you know, taking it through the mixing and mastering phase and all that kind of stuff is all done by me.
Oh, awesome. That's, yeah, no, great. You know, this music is greatly produced, and obviously you touched a little bit on it, but, you know, maybe talk a little bit even more about the pro-life movement and the theme and the meaning of the song is obviously pro-life. But yeah, just give us a little bit of, you know, depth to it, because the lyrics are good, but I don't know if you want to share the lyrics with the listeners or whatever before they hear it or not, but just maybe give us a little bit of depth on it. You want to surprise them, don't you?
Well, yeah. From the lyrics, I've always listened to songs from that lyrical point of view where it touches the individual person.
Yes.
And I'd really like people to take this song as where they see themselves in their life, what their feelings, what their emotions are in mm-hmm. relation to that song. Because that's what I love. Like, the songs that I can remember are songs that I heard in church for the first time and they hit me, or songs that I heard on the radio, and every time I hear it on the radio again, I can see that exact spot where I was driving on the road or cooking in my kitchen or out working in the yard when I first heard that song, and I can remember that point. So I'd kind of want to give that to the audience to be able to see that as well from their point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just being Catholic and pro-life, sometimes we need there's some pro-life music out there, but this, you know, will give us some encouragement and some beautiful words to reflect on and keep in our minds as we're out there living our lives. So let's take a listen, if we can, to Fountain of Grace. And so here it is.
Child of her dreams, in a dark realm, your senses keen. You're silent and yet seen. You know you're a human being. You hear your heart. Child of her dreams, perfect grace and spirit loving, her choice to carry the king. She feel your heart.
Wonderful. You were just listening to Fountain of Grace, as produced by Jeff Jones. He is retired from the United States Army, and he has started Sun Knight Music. That is SUNKNIGHT Music. And we're going to take a short break here to give our commercials a run here. But right after that, we will return for more with Jeff and another song. So right after this, stay tuned here to Patchwork Heart Radio's Young Catholics Respond.
For nearly 500 years, the people of Mexico have taken advantage of a promise made by the Queen of Heaven. In the year 1531, Our Lady appeared to a humble Aztec Indian and revealed herself to be the mother of the one true God. Telling Saint Juan Diego that she desired a temple to be built in her honor, she promised that she would help all those who appealed to her motherly love and protection. To seal this promise, our Blessed Mother left an image of herself that has been miraculously preserved and can be seen by all who visit the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Our Lady is not a liar. For nearly five centuries, millions of people from throughout Mexico have made pilgrimages to the shrine, either seeking Our Lady's help or thanking her for a petition granted. Today, more than ever, she is ready to help you or any of her children who seek her assistance. To learn more about how you can visit this remarkable shrine and bring your own petitions to our Blessed Mother, please visit vivaguadalupe.org.
This is Martha Fernandez Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by rememberyouareloved.com. Do you know that you are so lovable and so love-able because God is love? Yes, we have been made lovable. You are precious. You are valuable. You are worth creating, redeeming, and sanctifying, no matter what the world believes, no matter what you might believe, because of a wrong image of yourself. God looks upon you and smiles. We see in the book of Genesis that when God created everything, he looked at it and said, "It is good." When God looks at you, he says, "My child is good." You are lovable. And like God, you are love able. You have the capacity to love, to lay down your life for others. So let's go ahead and exercise our love ability, our ability to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. For more on love, find us on facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Now back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. My name is Bill Snyder. I'm your host, and we are talking with Jeff Jones about his album Crown of 12 Stars that he has produced, listening to the music as well. And on the second half of the program, boy, we have another song for you. This one is Ark of the Covenant, Jeff. So why don't you tell me a little bit about this song?
This was a very different route to the final production. I'd written some music that I had labeled Ark of the Covenant because the majority of this album has themes from the Litany of Loreto. And I'd come up with, a couple of paragraphs, some research about how Mary is the Ark of the Covenant and that Jesus, is that gift to the world. So when I first had, I'd found this lady named Cecilia, who's Italian, lives in Rome. She went to and finally got her master's degree from the Conservatorium of St. Cecilia there in Rome. Okay. And as good Catholics know, St. Cecilia is the patron saint of music.
Yes.
Which that's really part of that story that was the last 2 years of producing this album with Mary in charge.
Yeah.
So she was a very, very good musician herself, composer, and she gave me this composition for the melody for this song. And so I got it back, and I had the music, and I had the melody, and I found this really good male singer from Toronto, and he did all the melody and the lyrics based on this piece of music. And again, with, productions, it's not all linear. There's lots of different parts that are going on. Things are coming in. Things are being written. Things
thrown
are being recorded.
Yeah.
And in the course of like over 2 months of the project, I lost the music. I don't know if I was, you know, clearing out files or moving stuff or something else, but the music for the song just completely disappeared. And all I had was the melody that Jack had sung, you know, that Cecilia had actually written. And I didn't really know where to go with there. So I just, you know, pulled up a simple, you know, drum sample and lined it up and then did a whole bunch of vocal compensation, you know, arranging the song and the different parts of harmony and stuff like that into something that was very cohesive. And the arrangement happened to be different than the original, you know, put, but that's, you know, music production in, in a nutshell. From there, I was looking for more of a rock style and environment for this song, so I hired a bassist. He was out of Nashville. I guess his claim to fame is he did all the live shows for American Idol for the first 10 seasons, know, when they the summertime when they do their live shows. So I was like, okay, this guy is, you know, professional. And he came up with an amazing bass line. And from then, I hired a drummer to do the drums and then two guitarists to add in different guitarists. And then we brought that all in together for the final mixing and then the mastering of the song. And so a very convoluted journey for the song to actually be, you know, come to its final mastered state. But like any of these songs, you know, I really had to just throw it up in the air with prayer and say, hey, Mary, where do you want it to go?
Yeah, and that's awesome. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, the theme as well. And, you know, all the production elements always, they're always a little bit of chaos in there, you know, I mean, no matter what you do, whether it's radio or whether it's, you know, music, when you're editing audio, there's always chaos and nothing always fits together perfectly ever. Right.
Right.
But Our Lady makes something perfect out of it. It is truly a beautiful song. It was all about the Ark of the Covenant and Mary being that Ark of the Covenant for the world and gifting Jesus to us. And how beautiful is that? Shall we take a listen to this one as well here?
And yes.
All right. So here is Ark of the Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant, vessel of devotion, you serve the Lord and carried his son. Immaculate conception and seat of wisdom, virgin most faithful, holy mother of God. The first thing that failed, believed an evil angel, all humans were stained, but Mary behaved. You've known no evil and believed Gabriel, virgin most faithful, queen of all angels. Ark of the Covenant, oh sweet Mother Mary, vessel of the Savior, most blessed is your purity. Ark of the Covenant, oh sweet Mother Mary, vessel of the Savior, your grace is our mercy. Ark of the Covenant, oh sweet Mother Mary, with the grace of God and your purity, you carry Jesus, our Savior and mercy, who died for us and all humanity. Sweet Mary, be hailed, for you believe Gabriel. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary, vessel of the Savior, most blessed is your purity. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary, vessel of the Savior, your grace is our mercy. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary, vessel of the Savior, most blessed is your purity. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary, vessel of the Savior, your grace is our mercy. Blessed among women, free from any stain, immaculate conception, most blessed, most prudent, you are the Virgin Eve, your seed, the second Adam, carried in your womb to defeat Satan. Unlikely devoted to God our Father, a mother to us, and Jesus our Savior. Immaculate Virgin, Heavenly Queen, teach us how to live, free from any sin. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary, vessel of the Savior, most blessed is your purity. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary, Ark of the Covenant, vessel of the Savior. Most blessed is your purity. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. The covenant, O sweet Mother Mary, with the grace of God and your purity, you carry Jesus, our Savior and mercy, who died for us and all humanity. Sweet Mary, be hailed for you. Vessel of the Savior, most blessed is your purity. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary. Vessel of the Savior, your grace is our mercy. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary. Vessel of the Savior, most blessed is your purity. Ark of the Covenant, O sweet Mother Mary. Vessel of the Savior, your grace is our mercy.
All right, so we're back. That was a beautiful, beautiful song, Ark of the Covenant. Produced by Jeff Jones of Sun Night Music. Jeff, you know, we're here at Catholic Marketing Network promoting all kinds of stuff. You want to just, you know, maybe talk a little bit about what you've been doing the past couple days here?
Yeah, well, it's been really, really wonderful, full of people that you could just tell have a deep prayer life and really love the Lord. And, you know, this collaboration here with people and just, you know, meeting people like you, Bill, you know, who... If I had never come to this place, I would have never even known that you existed. But in the vice versa,
exactly,
me
exactly.
as well. So yep. I think this trade show for Catholic marketing is definitely something that anybody who is looking to be able to find a partner, have their voice heard, be able to share their ministry,
yeah.
Be able to say that talent, you know, isn't just in the closet.
No, exactly.
It's very much here, so I'm very, very grateful to be here.
Yeah, it truly is a wonderful thing, and, you know, Alan Napleton has built something so great. Big shout-out to Alan, and if anybody is looking for, you know, more information about the Catholic Marketing Network, it's just catholicmarketing.com, I believe, so it's pretty easy to find and do. But I want to, before we wrap up, talk about where people can get this album and get your stuff, because that is that's just great, and this is just great stuff. And so other than listening to it on Patchwork Heart Radio, which you may hear this stuff as you head on to iTunes or elsewhere, but tell us a little bit about where people can get it, how people can get in touch with you and whatnot.
Well, the simple way to get in touch with me is just sunnightmusic@gmail.com.
Right.
I do have a website, sunnightmusic.com, which has all the songs to be able to be listened to in the audio portion. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of lyric videos. One yeah. especially that was from Eternal Bliss that's on there as well.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. So check out YouTube, of course, sunnightmusic@gmail.com. What was your website too?
sunnightmusic.com.
Easy enough. So, Jeff, thank you so much for being here. Thanks so much for sharing your talent, your music. We hope to have you on again as you continue to produce more and more stuff.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about this program or Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org. That's patchworkheart.org. Or email info@patchworkheart.org.
This is Martha Fernandez-Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by rememberyouarelove.com. You know what I like to say? You need to get a lover and be a lover. You need to get God as your lover so that you might learn how to love well, always, everywhere, no matter what difficulties come our way, all the unlove that we've received, all the hatred that we encounter. And then as we fill our love tank and become more like God, you and I can be a lover. We can be men and women who lay down our lives for others, uprooting from our hearts all selfishness, all pride, all the sinful things that do not allow us to live 1 Corinthians 13 and be patient, kind, enduring, forgiving. You want to get a lover? Find God. You want to be a lover? Be like God. For more on love and the CD and DVD, Get a Lover, Be a Lover, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Powerful and healing.